Hi, I'm Jeremiah from Robots and Magic Powers. Stay tuned for our small studio session next.
Support for Small Studio comes from Sun King Brewing.
Thank you. so much. We are robots and magic powers.
We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for listening. We got one more. You guys help me clap this one in. Thank you guys so much.
And now WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer has an interview with Robots and Magic Powers.
All right, well, let's start by identifying who you are and what you do with the band.
Sure. I'm Jeremiah. I sing and play guitar.
I'm JJ. Give a shout out to my mom and dad, Daddy in Columbia, and Belinda in Franklin. I play drums and enjoy this immensely.
I am Ceres. I play keyboard and cello.
I'm Naveen, and I play the bass.
How did you guys get together as a band? How did that happen, and when did that happen?
So I used to play with this girl a long time ago, Davina, and we used to be in a band. She moved away. Our band kind of fell apart at the time, and I don't know. Years went by. I won't say how many. I did some other things, got into doing videos and cartoons and stuff like that. But then, you know, recently as like a couple years ago, I was started thinking about, yeah, I really got to get a band together. And because I really like to do videos and stuff like that and music videos. And, you know, I wasn't doing a lot with my life. So I was just like, got to get a band back together. Got to get the creativity going and stuff. And right about that time, Davina shows back up in Indianapolis and gets a hold of me. And I thought, well, that's a sign. So instantly, I just said, hey, will you join the band? Oh, by the way, it's called Robots and Magic Powers. And she's like, what? And so I'm like, it's Robots and Magic Powers. And she's like, oh, okay. So
why not? I'm not doing anything.
And then I knew Ceres from just doing art shows. And we both did a ton of art shows. And eventually, you know, she was like, you know, I play keyboards, and we were actually looking for a keyboardist and stuff. And she's like, by the way, I play cello too. And I'm like, oh, that could be interesting. So we got her in there, and then we started looking for a drummer. We couldn't really find a drummer that was super close to us. So finally, I just wrote on Nextdoor. I'm sure you know what Nextdoor app is. And I said, there's got to be a drummer in the hood. And a couple weeks later, JJ calls me, and we have a really good talk. And
yeah, we actually, I was looking for an original band to play with, and then he said Robots and Magic Powers, and I thought, well, that's interesting. And then we started chatting, and we shared a really cool UFO story. And after that happened, because I have to tell that story, that's pretty much what sealed the deal. I was like, this is destiny. We saw the same UFO at the same time. We have to be in a band together. So it wasn't a happenstance. It was fate.
So is it more of your belief in that is shown in the music, or the music just kind of takes on this kind of robotic magic power kind of sound and
so
feel to it?
I think initially we were kind of just like almost like a regular rock band. I was actually thinking about getting somebody to do backups and all this stuff. And I don't know, just with the name, things like that in my head just kind of start a vision, this long journey thing in my head. And as we're going through this, JJ comes up with an idea, Davina comes up with an idea, Ceres comes up with an idea, and it just keeps building because I start looking at all these ideas and what we could do. I ended up really wanting harmonies and stuff on some of our songs, so I bought this thing called a Voice Live. And inside, it allowed me to do these robot voices. And I thought, well, this is even more amazing. So it just kind of like spiraled, you know, and it was like a ball rolling downhill, and it just kept getting faster and faster. And then, you know, fast forward to today when, you know, we built this robot arm for Davina, you know, so she could have that. And I don't know. I'm a visionary, I guess. And I just think it's this band name just has given me so many visions of, you know, what we could actually do with it and what we could explore and stuff. And I think Ceres being an artist and JJ being an ideas guy and Davina giving
being
us
crazy
ideas too. It's just we work so well together. There's no fighting. There's never any bickering. It's just, what can we do for the band? What can we do to take us to the next level or something? So
I think we all kind of bring our own input into the band too. So everybody kind of has a piece in that creativity.
And don't let Jeremiah fool you either, because it's like he's very good at, like, you know, he loves to give people credit, and we all have definitely contributed, but he's not only a visionary, but he can make things happen. Because a lot of people have ideas, but following through with it and actually doing the work and grinding and talking to people and going to shows and that takes, that's what you have to have, and most bands don't have that.
Yeah, he does a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
And he has a lot of respect for the people in the band with him, which everyone's been in bands where you're not respected, and it just goes along to have that good family vibe that comes through in the music, I hope.
Yeah. Well, and exactly, expand on that a little bit. You said, Sirius, that everybody kind of brings something, their own something to the band.
Yeah.
What do each of you bring? How does that work?
Well, I mean, as far as like the songwriting, you know, a lot of it is Jeremiah, but also Davina might come in one day and say, I came up with this cool riff, and we'll jam on that. Or, you know, JJ comes up with a beat and we create something out of that. So I feel like creatively, you know, we all kind of can just bring a piece of music in and work on it. And
Davina definitely brings a ton of energy, you
right.
know, in my old house with the creaky floors, and it doesn't get any better when she's in there jumping up and down every
rocking
Saturday.
Keyboards
right.
almost over.
And I kind of came from more of the visual art world. So I, you know, I was a visual artist for a long time before I ever did anything with music. I was kind of one of those people that just, you know, I'd play in my house, but, you know, not in front of anybody. So, you know, I'm able to, with this band, I'm able to bring all of that together, and it's a lot of fun.
There's a lot of like in-house things I feel we can do as a band that most bands would have to outsource: websites, videos, and to have
T-shirts.
A combination of creativity where you can handle all that stuff. I mean, all I do is hit stuff and just try to be a major smartass. That's pretty much my job. But I'm really feel grateful to have met them and just to have the experience, because when you've been in a bunch of different bands and you've seen it go wrong so many times, when you're in a situation that's working and thriving, you recognize it and you just want to roll with it. So.
And as you said, that is a big difference with you guys, too. It's not just the band and the music, but the video is important. The zine is important. Explain all that, how that comes together as like the total package for Robots and Magic Powers.
So I think essentially when I started a band and we started looking at, you know, well, how's everybody else releasing CDs, or are CDs even viable nowadays? You know, a lot of people are streaming stuff online and you don't really make a lot doing that and stuff. So, you know, we kind of had to just look around and go, well, what could we really do to make people buy our music, you know, if we can, instead of, you know, just getting a half of a cent or whatever if 500 people listen to our song. And the idea was years ago, there used to be a whole scene of making zines, which are these little comic books. And to me, that was like, it was like renegade art and politics, you know, like kids making these things and just handing them out. And I think that was always my favorite part of the music scene, is people making zines and putting their ideas in poetry and photos and artwork and stuff like that. And so I said, let's get back to that. Let's make a zine, put our CD in it. And, you know, we'll just go buy a printer and we'll just print these things out. And, you know, that way people, it was just like, oh, let's listen to it online. It's like something physical they can hold in their hand. And if you don't have a CD player, then we're going to give you a download code, you know. And then either way, you know, it gives a little story about us, a little behind the scenes that we don't really publish. But thank God Ceres can draw, because I can't draw that well. And she kind of drew us all as cartoon characters, and it was great. You know, it just turned out we had to come up with this weird visionary idea about how we're in the future. And, you know, it's fun. It's just super fun to just come up with all this stuff. So,
and of course, when he gave me the idea of doing zines, I loved it, because I've always really been fascinated by comic drawing. And, you know, this is kind of like my first test at trying out drawing a full comic. So it was a lot of fun to work on. And
it's really not about none of it. We're not here to make money. It's awesome that we just get to keep creating. And the bigger that it gets, like you said, it's the videos, it's the all the pictures and everything that we do is about that. And in the stage show, you know, I think it doesn't matter where we play. We pull out stops for every single show, even if there's two people there. It doesn't matter. And that's really what makes us, you know, kind of thrive and excited. It's like we give 100% every single show. Like, if nobody shows up, it's still going to be a great show. We don't like shortcut it if it's, you know, going to be hard to do. And I always appreciate that about everybody lugging all of our stuff everywhere. Yeah. I know that when we got here, they're like, wow, that's a lot of stuff.
And we're the only band with a Jolly Roger that I know about.
So. Well, and we have to talk about the bear in the room
we
here, too.
About the bear.
Yeah. We can talk about the flag.
What's the story behind the bear?
Maybe it's time.
It's just inspiration. So when we did Girls Rock, of course, you know, one of the many questions, I think it was actually one of the first questions, is this little girl stands up and she goes, "Hi, what's up with the bear?" And so my answer to that was, it's really for Ceres because she's new to being in music groups, whereas me and JJ and Davina, we've always been in bands all of our lives. And for her to get, you know, to get up on stage and be in front of people and then actually do what she wants to do, she needs an icon. It's like an icon for her of safety, you know, and, you know, her helmet as well, you know, and stuff like that. So I usually just point up to that, you know. So.
Does it work for you?
Yeah, she used to have a blanket.
Yeah, I'm kind of created this whole character that I am on stage, and then I have, you know, my personal life, but being on stage, I was in theater, so creating a character, I found out I could be on stage. Being me on stage is difficult for me, but if I'm serious, I can be in front of people.
And that's pretty common in music. I think a lot of artists in the past have done stuff like that, just to get over the jitters. And
yeah, at Girls Rock, I mentioned Sia is famous for doing, you know, she has the wig and she covers her face, so. And I know that's a lot about her stage anxiety. She's been pretty open about that.
But to the audience, it just comes off as it's more of a performance, quite
right,
frankly.
Exactly.
I mean, it works really well for everybody,
which
I think,
really
too.
Which is really the ultimate goal at the end anyway. So.
Yeah.
And there's so many local bands. It's like, everyone's seen a guitar player, a bass player, a drummer. So just adding some kind of visual element to it, which is, you know, their kind of, their artistry coming through it, I think makes it unique and gives people a different kind of experience than just, oh, I went and saw a local band. It's like, that was something different, you know, whether they can put their finger on it or not.
And I think at each show we have at least somebody come up to us and just be like, wow, like that was really different, really unique. And I think people grab onto that. They want to see something different.
Yeah, we want them to remember that they saw a
show.
Yeah,
you'd rather have somebody make a honest emotional response to it than just say, oh, that was great, or the, you know, the stock kind of things people say. When someone responds to it, then you know they were paying attention. So.
But I think that energy's there in your music, too. So even if they can't come see you in person, they can listen to your music and get that same feeling. I know we did today in the studio, so.
Cool.
Thank you all very much. We appreciate your time and your time
for having us.
Thank you.
For
doing what you do is great. Thanks.
What you guys do is amazing for the Indianapolis arts community, for the music community. It's the entire reason why, as soon as I got the whole picture of what WFYI actually does for artists and music, I instantly called him. It was actually during when I heard the fundraiser, I was like, well, I got to call in, you know, like now I actually understand everything you guys do. And I just said, well, how can I not support WFYI? So thank you, Jill. And thank you, Melissa Davis and Roxana and everybody else.
Yeah, everybody that was here today. You guys are awesome.
WFYI.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.